Lord, I pray that once again you'll add spiritual words to spiritual thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but just as a reminder that something that's really been on my heart lately, I've been talking about this being in Christ, about Christ living the Christian life for, oh my goodness, I'm 69, so since I was 25, for 44 years, it's really been my life message in some ways. I've been a one-string fiddle. But yet, because the riches of Christ are unfathomable or unsearchable, in other words, you never reach the end of discovering the wonders of our union with Christ, the wonders of our inheritance, which is Jesus himself, not something he gives us, but the person who he is to us. You never stop discovering. I never stop discovering. If I ever hear somebody say, well, I've heard that message before, and so I got that, then they've never really heard it. Because it is the primary message of the scriptures of the New Testament. And it is about what salvation is all about, our inclusion into the life that Jesus lives and the favor that he lives under. That's my inheritance. That's my what it means to be saved. I love to describe it this way also, is that we've been placed into the life that Jesus lives, and we've been placed into Jesus' life and his story so that he can live his life and his story through our lives and our own life story. It's just a remarkable thing. But I'm always discovering there's always something new. That should be true for all of us. That's what makes Christianity so fascinating, because Jesus is a subject that you never stop learning. We'll forever be discovering, even when we see him face to face, there'll always be new nuances of him and even our union with him that we'll come alive to, and or I don't know if come alive to, but come to see more clearly throughout eternity as we grow and even and as we express our worship and praise to him. So one of the things that I've been thinking lately, and I forget what triggered this, is that often what will happen with me is that it's not that I necessarily get a new truth, but God just gives me a new angle of the truth. He gives me a new language. And that new language sort of promotes me to long to have a larger experience of that large room called being in Christ. And so this little phrase, Lord, I want to experience your experience, has really captivated my heart. And I guess it's the Holy Spirit birthed that in me. So for about the last, I don't know, week or so, that's the thing I've been praying again and again. Lord, I want to experience what you experience. And I think what I'm saying, and it's hard for me to describe what I'm trying to say, but I think what I'm trying to say is that, Lord, I just don't want in any area of this walk with you, this desire, this life purpose to experience union with you experientially to its fullest measure. I don't want any of it to be a theology. I don't want any of it to be just something that I'm choosing to walk in. I want to be so lost in my hiddenness in Christ that I'm so living from you that I'm seeing the way you see. And I'm feeling what you feel about everything. I'm thinking the way you think about everything. I'm literally living from you in every area. I get to experience your experience. You know, it's even bigger than just Jesus Christ, live your life through me. But it's like, Jesus, since you have been, one person uses the phrase, woven, we've been woven into the fabric of his existence. But if that's true, because I'm in Christ and Christ is in me, that he's also been woven into the fabric of my experience. And I want to know that. I want to not just think about it, not just talk about it, not just know it by choice as I walk moment by moment. I want to experience what he experiences living his life through me. I've been placed into his life, and I want to experience that. Experience what he experiences. Hope that makes sense. I'm not even sure. Again, I really know how to explain it, except I know what I'm going after. In saying that, there's a phrase that I was speaking to somebody the other day that came up with, is that, as you know, because we're in Christ, he says, for we've died, the old independent self has died, and our life is now hidden with Christ and God. That may have become the primary scriptures in my world for the last several years. For we have died, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. Now when Christ, who is our life, is manifested, we'll be manifested with him in glory. So Christ says that he's our life. He's not just my helper. You know, he's not just more than just my Lord. He's all those things, but he is my very life. There's this oneness. It says this in, I've got my Bible here. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. This is verse 17, I'm sorry. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. It says in 1 John chapter 4, I think it's verse 17, for as he is, so are we in this world. And all of you know Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It's amazing scripture. It's one of those refrigerator verses that, you know, that you have on a magnet that you put in your refrigerator. And this is the way it says. It says, for I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now think about the contradiction in that scripture. For I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Okay, there's a me that still exists. There's a me, an I, that was crucified. The independent I was crucified. The person who was trying to make life work apart from Christ, from God, because of the fall, that person, under the condemnation of sin, that person enslaved by the power of sin, was crucified. And that person no longer lives. But there's a new me, and the new me is the one in whom Christ lives. That's amazing. And so there is this oneness, but there's still this unique relationship that I have with him. It's kind of like there's a we in our oneness. Now that's really contradictory. There's a we, there's a me, but there's him who's my life, and yet I communicate with him as if we're other, which we are, but we aren't. Is that there's me, and yet it's Christ in me. There's I died, but Christ lives through me. There's he's my life, and that yet we relate to each other. It's a mystery. There's a we in our oneness. And the reason I want to say that is that fits into what I'm talking about, is experiencing his experience. There is this amazing thing that we were talking about that we get to pray for this person and they get healed. Now, it's not that we're like side by side and we're helping each other, but there's this thing that I'm enjoying and experiencing as one with him. And yet at the same time, I'm able to, as me, celebrate that. Wow. Just be blown away by that. As that experience, you know what I'm saying? So I get to participate in what he does. He's my life. There's a we in the oneness. This is crazy. It's amazing. There's a place in scripture. That one I just quoted, I was going to quote something from Hebrews. We don't have time. I'm going to do this very quickly. That Galatians passage, Galatians 2:20, literally says, I quoted this yesterday, that we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We don't live by faith in him. We live by his faith. Because he's my life, and Christ is now living and telling his story through my life and my life story, I live by his faith. I'm in union with his faith. I'm in union with his surrendered heart. I'm in union with his obedient heart. That's this whole thing of experiencing his experience. I'm in union with his love for others. But we live by his faith. I was in a situation one time, won't go too long to try to describe it. I was in the middle of a situation and I was supposed to be one of the ones who had a solution for it. I never could come up with a solution. Every time I thought I had the fix, it now always fell apart. And I was in this setting, this meeting, I was telling the Lord, Lord, I don't know what to do. And because of that, I was allowing the enemy to deceive me, to live in that moment as if I was separated, as if I was trying to do something apart from him. And I got anxious. Whenever you have anxiety, it's because you're no longer resting in his rest. You're no longer experiencing him as your life because he's not anxious about anything. And so I was feeling that, and the Lord speaks this word to me. He says, Chuck, I've got faith for this. And I thought, what? And he said, I've got faith for this situation. And I said, Lord, you've got faith for this situation? And he said, yes, I've got faith for it. And so in my heart, I said, so it doesn't matter that I don't have faith for it? He said, no, it doesn't matter. You have faith for it. And I said, so I can just rest in the fact that you have faith for it? And then he said, Chuck, that's what faith actually is resting in the fact that I, as your life, have faith for this. Living by his faith, living by his confidence in his own ability, his own sovereignty, to live through me, to handle every situation that concerns me, that I'm a part of and included in. That's this whole thing. There's the we and the oneness, and it's just amazing. And that's a bit of what I'm trying to say about this experiencing what he experiences. So I'll leave you with that, that God has called us. You see, I can be at peace about something because he's at peace about it. So I just get to rest in, hidden in him, just rest in his obedience, rest in his peace, or rest in his wisdom or whatever, resting in his faith. And I get to enjoy that, experiencing his experience. Okay? Well, I hope that makes sense to you. I think this mystery of our oneness with Christ is such a thing that it doesn't always make sense, but it does make sense. Like, you know it, but you're still learning it, and that's what makes it so wonderful. You never stop discovering. There's always more to discover. You can't get more than what you have, but you can discover more and experience more. Okay, well, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.